It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, October 10th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Here's an idea. Put kiosks throughout a mall armed with facial recognition cameras that figure out a shopper's gender and age. The Wall Street Journal says it's happening now at the International Finance Center Mall in Seoul, South Korea. The system then makes shopping recommendations and will soon generate customized ads. Demographic data is being gathered, but the company involved says there's no personal information. Chester Wisniewski is at the online security firm Sophos.
The creepy factor to it all is that the technology being used isn't really any different than technology that could be used to pinpoint who you actually are or potentially record you.
He says it's not much of a leap between tech that recognizes you in the mall to tech that links that with your social media profile, which is happening now in the United States. Although, to be very clear, customers need to volunteer to be part of the one here. Dave McMullen is co-founder of an ad agency in Nashville called Red Pepper, which has a facial recognition system that spots regular customers and offers instant deals to them through Facebook.
Users would sign up and choose to participate, whether it's through Facebook or another application. That enters them into our database. And when they enter a building, a retail environment where the cameras are, the camera catches them and then provides relevant offers, relevant services based on their preferences for the location where they are.
In other words, the camera recognizes your face and sends you a message that says, "Hello, Dave, you look famished. How about half off the chili poppers at the TGI Mondays down the escalator?" McMullen says facial recognition is a powerful technology that is destined to come to a business near you.
It's always frustrating to me when I go to rent a car and the car rental place, the lady behind the desk strikes the keyboard maybe 1,000 times. Didn't I just tell her who I am and how come she has to type so much? Now, if she recognized me as I walked in and said, "Hello, Mr. McMullen, we've got your car ready for you. Let me take you right to it." How much better is that?
As for those still unsettled by tech that identifies age and gender, I suppose there is a kind of kryptonite that would render it powerless. It's called makeup. Add the Taiwanese military to the list of people who think the new maps on Apple phones and tablets needs fixing. Authorities there are unhappy with how clearly a secret long-range radar base in Taiwan shows up when you check the location on the iPhone 5. The brass is asking Apple to lower the resolution, that is to say, blur it a bit. No word if Apple will comply, but Eric Frost, director of the Viz Center at San Diego State University, says this might only draw attention to the radar installation.
It's just kind of silly. If you actually go in and sort of Photoshop, smudge it out or do something, you've really also highlighted where it is, like a smudge on a window. You can see the smudge very easily.
Take, for instance, supposedly super secret Area 51. Who even notices it? Nice and sharp on the satellite view just north of Vegas. In other enigmas wrapped in riddles, we have all the unconfirmed reports that invitations may go out today beckoning tech journalists to yet another mysterious Apple event. Like the iPhone just a couple weeks ago, the thundering chatter this time is about, maybe, a miniature iPad. This buzz has the screen size down to the hundredths of an inch. 7.85 is the prediction. There's a lot of breathless so-called reporting online with pictures of the alleged new product, all requiring the warning that images might be Photoshop fakes. I'm tweeting at Marketplace Tech if you want to continue the conversation. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.